Now this guy's at our neighbor's house, so I don't know what is going on.
Okay.
I'm about to get the AK out and calm down. Just everyone settle down.
On the fourth day of Christmas,
but I promise you, you do not want
to. Gave to me
a manslaughter charge. Okay. You guys, just have some humor.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to Designer Cornbread. We are smack in the middle of Christmas week.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is what, episode 18?
Mm-hmm. We now can vote.
Hey.
Hey, what are we voting for? I have a lot I could vote for.
I vote that we go on a trip on our episode 25.
Oh.
It's a quarter. Yeah, we got to celebrate.
Oh, we do.
We have to celebrate these, you know, momentous
occasion.
Christmas week, people.
It is. It's leading up. Christmas is this Sunday. So this will come out Thursday. So y'all are getting ready. It's as I said to Avery and Tim last night, I'm like, it's go time. It's DEFCON 5, 1, whatever the high one is. It's you know.
We are in it, people.
Red alert. All men. All
dang
hands
it,
on deck.
You're going to be jolly.
And we're going to have a good time.
Having a good time.
We're going to have fun.
Oh, well, the boys are back in town.
The boys are back.
The boys. Yeah. They've been here.
Good. Yeah, so, they were there last week. I remember because they came in and visited us on our
They did.
Mm-hmm. On our
so
podcast.
you want to hear the latest boy story?
Of course.
I just want, y'all, if you have girls, there is no possible way that you are going to understand how this is normal in any way.
Right.
If you have boys, you're going to go, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that's about right.
So my boys are out surveying. They are, you know, working for an engineering firm here. They are both in school to be civil engineers. So they're doing the grunt work right now.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop. So now they are just with a bunch of boys. They are all dressed in, you know, Carhartt and jeans and boots.
Right.
And
right.
And all of that. And they're out in the field. And right now they are up in Perry County, which is really getting into the hills of Tennessee. So they're in the middle of nowhere.
Ooh, okay.
With the bears. They're with the bars. So, you know, it's anything for a laugh. It's anything, you know, anything goes. So Caleb has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
They're in the middle of a field. He just has to do number one.
Okay. Okay.
Got a tinkle.
Caleb has to tinkle. I mean, let's just hope.
But he goes out, and instead of doing it the normal, you know, boy way, he drops his pants to his ankles.
Oh, my word.
And they're, you know, taking pictures from behind. And
of course.
They think it's all hilarious. And there's this hairy-legged dude out there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so John Garrett... to not be one-upped by his brother when he has to go, he climbs a tree.
Oh, my gosh.
He climbs a tree and pees from the tree.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Well, he can't let his brother have all the glory.
No, right. Okay. So John Garrett gets a little more glory than expected because this, you know, late they go to lunch and they come back and they're doing their points in or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this man comes up. Keep in mind, we're in rural.
I can't say it.
We're out in the country, Middle Tennessee.
So this man
comes up. He finds Caleb first. He says, Hey, boy, you know who this boy is. And he holds up his camera.
Oh,
and
no.
Caleb looks at it and said, well, yes, sir. That's my brother. They said, well, his pecker's on my trail cam.
Stop it right now. Joey. Oh no. Oh my gosh.
Of course, John Garrett just got a lot of spends as well. He got his Christmas gift early.
He got more than he expected on that picture. Oh, my word. Yeah. Well, of course there's and the fact that the guy came and
was on my trail cam.
Only your boys. I'm telling you. And the fact they get caught when they do stuff like that, it makes me even happier.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Oh. I mean, you know, this is not how I was raised.
No. No. Your dad just did a triple flip in the grave. You might go check it. Listen. Yep, that's just the way it is. That's the way it is. Well, that is a good one. Yeah. That is a good one. I got nothing to compare to that. See, that's for sure.
I go from God sending me Christmas miracles to that story.
To the pecker in the tree. The pecker.
First day of Christmas, Patrick gave to
me a woodpecker on the trail cam. Okay, that. Y'all, you come here for this, I guess. I'm so sorry. That's awesome, man.
M-square son who doesn't know why people wear camouflage is going to have a stroke at that one.
I know. He didn't know what he's missing.
Sam?
I don't know. I think that's right.
She'll text us.
You got to get up in the tree and you got to... Mm-hmm. Really make your presence known. Okay. That's funny. Well, I got nothing exciting like that. Getting ready for Christmas. I will say I have a big fat boo to give out to my local Schnucks grocery store here. Because
Not Schnucks.
Yes. Yes. Because you know what? Christmas time, the couple weeks before Christmas is not the time to completely rearrange your entire grocery store. Can I just say that?
That is the God's honest truth there.
I'm in the store and they're remodeling it. They've been remodeling it for several weeks now, months. Every time I go in there, there's all kinds of corporate people walking around, having meetings and talking and doing stuff because the competitor is moving in, opening a new store literally right across the street. So they decided it's time for a refresh, which of course makes total sense, but it is literally, I went last week, you know, it's a week and a half before Christmas and everything's rearranged, like not the middle stuff, but you know, all the edges, everything's, the pharmacy is over here. The alcohol is over here. Everything is topsy turvy.
You're all about the drugs and the alcohol, aren't you?
Listen, they mixed up the drugs and the alcohol. We can't even know where to find things. And my coffee is like intermixed in because they're, you know, it's like a puzzle piece. It's not like they can just close down and you know, do. So they've set up extra shelves. So there's like greeting cards out in the middle of the food. And I was walking through and these two dudes walk through with big, long copper piping. And they're like up in the ceiling doing. And I'm like, listen, nobody, I appreciate you, but we do not need this right at Christmas time. We need to know where this stuff is.
No, see, you're looking at this wrong. They were just trying to show you their pipes. Merry Christmas to you. Nope.
Oh, yeah, the little cheer at the end. That kind of feels right. That kind of feels right. I'm just saying. I hate to complain. I don't want to complain, but you know, I think all you mamas out there can feel me that like the last thing you want is to have to add. You're on autopilot. You want to get in. You know where stuff is. You know where the canned mandarin oranges are. You know where everything is. And now it's just complete chaos.
I'm just going to tell you that wouldn't happen down at the Piggly Wiggly.
What? They don't remodel?
Well, not very often.
Well, they don't. But
they're
they
not
going to
screw you up at Christmas.
Across the street. And now they're putting in all kinds of stuff in the store, which is fine. But I'm like, not right now, guys. We just can't take it. So that was that. Then Avery is home. She got home last Friday. Yay. So she's home. I think I posted I'll post it on the cornbread. What are we called? Yeah, cornbread, designer cornbread, social media.
Oh my
media.
Gosh.
Ooh, y'all.
On the second day of Christmas.
To me. Alzheimer's. Okay.
Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's. Apparently, I don't mean to joke about that. Anyway, I already have a picture of her crashed out on the couch with the dog laying on her.
I saw that. That was so sweet.
As you all know.
Oh, Avery.
I know. As you all know, your kids are coming home. I'm telling you, they're wrecked. They're she's recovered now, but man, it's brutal. They're tired. So that is wonderful. And then we had a little Christmas party at some friends of ours house on Friday, and we were out past midnight, which was just Ooh, look a lot at for you. Us. Wow, we were out that past is midnight.
Yeah,
I've been out after dark 3 nights in a row.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. I'm kind of proud of myself. So now I've got to stay home. But it was really fun. Oh, we were at Tim's mom's little apartment. Just I guess it was Friday night, Saturday night. I don't remember when. Anyway, I think it was Saturday night, and we were there. And we were sitting in her living room, and we were just visiting a little bit. And I look up out the window because she's got these big, wonderful windows. And I look out down the little road by her apartment there, and she's in a retirement community. And I see these flashing lights, and of course, my first thought is, it's an ambulance or something, because.
Because you're in the right. Yeah.
It's an emergency vehicle. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I wonder what. And then I look and I see, and it's like a lit up Christmas tree on the top of a car. And I'm like, what in the world? So we grab our coats and we go out in her little balcony, and the road goes right by her little, and it's an entire lit up, decorated Jeep parade. It's a parade of all these Jeep people who, like, you know, they have clubs up here. It's a big,
right.
You know, Jeep people. They're special. We love you. And I mean, I'm talking, Joni, it was 25, 30 Jeeps. It wasn't like 5 of
it's
them.
It's fantastic.
They went down that little road for no one but our little apartment. You know, there was a few people. So we went out on the balcony, and of course we grabbed our coats, and it was freezing, and you know, hollered and waved, and they were waving Merry Christmas, and they were lit up. The complete Jeeps were like, it was quite a sight to behold. So we had a little Jeep parade. And I just want to say thank you to whoever that little Jeep club community here in St. Louis. That was, I bet they go around to different retirement communities, and it's, you know, you can't get out to see lights always, some people. And so it was really fun. They brought a little parade. There you go. See, we do some fun small town. See,
well, we had our, I think I left last week, we were having our Rotary Christmas Parade.
Yes.
In Savannah.
Yes. Was so King, was Ron Santa? Was he the King Santa?
No. No, people don't like Ron. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
And
some people do.
School has wrapped up. We had finals week, and.
Do you have a clapping sound to make over there on your box? Make a happy sound. I didn't hear it.
You can't hear that? Well, it is cheering right there, buddy.
You can hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The third Guys, day we're of Christmas. Where true love took me from
a
you.
Hearing aid.
Okay.
Don't joke. This should not
anyway,
be joking.
So we had JB's birthday. So my dad and my sister and my son all share the same birthday.
Which is just nuts.
I mean, it's just crazy. That's
it is crazy.
And so, of course, this is our first one without Streety.
Yeah.
So, but it was fine.
How did that?
It was fine. It wasn't, I don't know. I think for those first years, you kind of gear yourself up.
You are. Yeah.
You know.
You're kind of ready. And then like a couple years in.
Yeah, I think the second one sometimes is harder because the first you're set. You know it's going to be hard. I mean, even the holidays, you know there's going to be the empty chair. You put a guard up, and then the second one rolls around, and it's a little more normal. And then all of a sudden, it just hits you out of nowhere. So.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it kind of sneaks up on you a little bit differently.
But
so
we hit 25. JB's a quarter
That's
of a century.
Right, old, the oldest of the whole
of
gang,
the whole crew,
the leader, the captain. Oh, captain. Is a quarter of a century old.
That's right. So Saturday, you know, this is Ron's crazy. Time with the caviar business. Bless his heart. Yeah. He's running.
You probably don't see him at all.
Oh, not really. He's working.
Yeah.
Especially this week, he's working.
Yeah, everything's got to be shipped. That's it. This is
so,
it.
Mm-hmm. And so Saturday night, though, he told him, he said, I got to leave at 5. It's JB's birthday.
Yeah.
I got to leave at 5. So we walked uptown and went to Mama Fia's and ate there. And of course, they have Christmas on Main going.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
My boys are not as impressed with the lights as I am. Like, oh, twinkle lights. And they're like, hey, there's a football game. I'm like, oh, okay.
They're like, great mom.
Oh, I need a girl.
I know. It'll be okay.
But not one from the internet.
We got another one.
I know.
You guys.
I know. This one's a real girl.
You'll have to pull it up.
Yeah.
Or
I got it.
You got it. Here. Yeah, we got another one, and it's oddly similar.
It is very to well, the last oddly, one because it's all
with a few know. With a few changes. She's different, girl. I'm sure. What is it, Natalia? I think this is Natalia from Czech Republic.
Natalia Hot. Okay, hello.
Natalia Hot.
Here's from Natalia Hot. Y'all ready? Okay. Hello. Perhaps my message is too specific, but my older sister found a wonderful man here, and they have a great relationship. But what about me? I am 23 years old, Natalia from the Czech Republic. I know English language also. And better to say it immediately, I am bisexual. Yep. I am not jealous of another woman. I'm not sure bisexual means.
I know. I was going to say, I may have to mark this explicit. You can skip it. It's fine. Just she's okay with any situations. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I cook very tasty, and I love not only to cook. Oh. I am real girl and looking for serious and hot relationship. And again, she sent a little link that we're not going to click on.
No, we don't click. Well, maybe she and maybe Katarina they could get together. Okay. Oh my word. We're gonna have to. We apologize. I am so sorry. Okay. We're done.
Y'all, I can't even speak now. I'm like, I know. This is the emails that we're getting.
I know, guys. Please, we asked you last week, and now I'm worried because we talked about it. Like somehow the bots know that we
I know, right?
Somehow the eavesdroppers know, oh, and they're gonna send us like massive amounts. So anyway, that's Natalia, but we're not. You know, again, we'd love just a normal email. Oh, you know what? Did Dr. Brilliant send us something? I don't know that I read that.
Did he?
Did he send us a text or something? There was one day that for some reason there was like a million texts and things, and I couldn't keep up.
He did send a text. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He.
I didn't read it. Oh, yeah. It was about football or something stupid.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. But it's a.
Dear Decorative Corn Cobs.
Oh, my gosh. I knew it was.
Since you were both really into college football, I thought I would let you know that Northwestern College Red Raiders are playing in the NAIA National Championship game this Saturday at 11 a.m. on ESPN3. I have a link that allows me to watch it for free. Also, you confuse me because you always talk about the Bulldogs, but you never mention Yale. Why don't you mention Yale, the proper name of the school, when you talk about college football? Or why don't you talk about Handsome Dan? He has his own Wikipedia page. Are you Harvard Crimson fans or something? Sincerely, Dr. Brilliant. Brilliant. And he did say, P.S., rest in peace, Mike Leach. To which I did reply, we only discuss real football.
Boom, boom. Take that, sucker.
Anyway.
But I think they won. You see, they did. Okay, so
NAI National Championship game, Northwestern 35, Kaiser 25.
Yeah. And then he said, what is simply known as, quote, the game on November 19th, Yale beat Harvard 19-14. So meanwhile, in the SEC, it's like 65 to. It's fine. It's fine. I didn't mean it was a bad game. It was a close game. Sounds like it was a close game.
He said, man, I'm on a roll. Whom do you want me to root for? My rooting interest can be bought with cookies. Yeah. And I said, I'm all cookied out. You'll have to hope Roger shares. Mm-hmm. So I did, you know, send.
Yeah.
I think I told that Roger was disappointed that it was caviar instead of cookies. So I hooked him up this year.
Yep. There you go.
And I put in Boogie's favorite little Oreo truffles or Oreo balls. Mm-hmm. balls and told him that I encouraged him highly to use those to make Boogie do his bidding when he
That's
gets
right.
Home.
Exactly. It's like little incentives, little treats. That's very good. Yeah. So we did get that. We did get that little text, you know, whatever. So apparently that's the football that we missed out on reporting to you all.
Well,
here's
the football game of the century right here.
Yes, tell about.
Is the Minnesota Vikings had the biggest comeback in NFL history.
That's right. Record.
Listen.
Tim went out. Tim was watching it. I was out doing errands, and he was watching it. He stepped outside for a minute to see me and get me inside or whatever. Or he went like to the basement. I think he just went to get me. Anyway, and it was 24-0.
Oh.
Whatever it was. It was pathetic. Then literally 2 minutes later, he walks back in and we turn and he's like, it was like tied up. He was very confused.
So here's what happened.
Give us the play by play.
At halftime, it was 33-0.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot.
I mean, it was just enough.
Yeah, that's like you might be done.
My granddaddy was, you know, a big sports guy, and his quote that I quote all the time is, "If you leave before the final buzzer sounds, mm-hmm. you may very well miss the best play of the game."
That's exactly right. It ain't over. Otherwise, in other words, it ain't over till it's
but
over.
But I got to tell you, at 33-0, I thought I got stuff to do. I mean, we're in the week. I got to take a minute.
So I think that's what Tim did. He went to the basement to like wrap some presents for a minute because he was like, "Well, this is dumb." And then,
yep. And yeah, I mean, really, we I went out because we've really not had a hard freeze yet, so it's coming though. The snow miser is blowing his breath.
It's cold. And so,
I decided I could go ahead and plant some bulbs now. I mean, here it is December, and I'm just
this is the time
bulbs,
to do it. But you're supposed to do it now.
So I did that, and Caleb Winnett came out and dug a couple of trenches for me. And we went, and we drove almost to Pickwick to pick up some barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Took over to one of my coaches, had a hip replacement, so we took a pound of barbecue over there.
Oh, that's nice.
And we went and picked up Ron's Christmas gift.
Oh, can't wait to hear about that on the next episode.
And I don't know. And then I went, I turned on Narnia and started wrapping some Christmas presents. Oh. All of a sudden I hear all this hollering and hooping and hollering. And Caleb says, "They're about to tie it. They're about to tie it." I was like, "What? Who? What?
What is going on?" Yeah.
And he came running in and he said, "The Vikings are tying this." So I stopped what I was doing. And they came
back.
That's when I got in.
I was like, "What?" And I sat and watched it with Tim to the end.
Yep. And they won in overtime with a field goal.
Mm-hmm. It was a good game.
Yeah,
it really was.
39-36.
Yes. Yes. It was cool. And it was cold. Was that the game? Oh, no. I'm thinking of a different game. I'm thinking of the game in Buffalo. That was on after that, where there was literally like snow, like they had to clear the field.
Oh yeah, they were throwing snowballs.
Anyway, could have been Minnesota. You don't know. So
yeah.
Oh my goodness, it was a game. Yeah, crazy. It was such a game.
I mean,
that was
awesome. Crazy.
That's
awesome. It was good.
Well, speaking of football, as you guys know, I thought we'd just take a minute and because you know didn't get Joni's reaction and all. You know, last week on the episode, we shared the news that dear Mike Leach, Coach Leach, Mississippi State head football coach, passed away suddenly. And, you know, Joni let me know on Monday what was going on when we recorded. And anyway, it's just super, super sad. So I just thought I'd get your thoughts and responses and memories and, you know.
Well, I mean, it's just devastating, you know, I mean, but Coach Leach was not just a Mississippi State coach or treasurer. I mean, he's a national treasure.
Yeah, in college football.
Absolutely. In college football.
Yeah.
His interviews are unmatched. I mean, the guy was hilarious. And he I was watching his interviews before I really even knew the team that he coached for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been all over and is, you know, famous for his air raid. But his poor family, I mean, just.
I know.
There's no easy death. I mean, Dad suffered for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when he died, I came in and I sat down by Ron and I said, "I'll never want to see anybody suffer like that again."
Yeah,
that was horrible.
Yeah.
Then I had a cousin, my favorite cousin, Clyde, and he was out mowing a relative's yard. And just they said he was probably dead before he ever hit the ground. A valve in his heart blew. And, that was horrible. I mean, there's just no.
The shock of it is horrible.
It's shock. There's, and you know, the there's no goodbye. There's no.
Yeah.
So there's just no good way to go, period.
No.
But.
No.
But I do know that Mike Leach would not want to sit there and be a vegetable.
No.
That is not, you know. But for his family left behind, I mean, right here at Christmas, it's just a, you just try to breathe in and out, I think. And
And just the whole community. I mean, obviously, you know, the football program and all the everybody. The players, it's just he was such a treasure. And, you know, my favorite memory of this season, and there was just many, but I will never get over him folding up those chairs.
Oh.
For the receivers, the one game where he folded them up because he was like, you don't need to be sitting down.
Yeah.
And then the next game, he didn't even put them, nobody had chairs. It was the Egg Bowl, I think, or something. It was a big game. And you know, stuff like that. He just, and him walking the dog walk just with his cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Just chill. Yep. You know, he had no pretense. And I think that's one of the reasons he was culturally such a good fit for Mississippi State.
Right.
Like, you know, coaches can come and be good at this or that, but if you don't have a good cultural fit, you know, but he was just chill but this,
you know,
dry sense of humor.
Oh, he was hilarious.
And
he
no pretense. Hilarious. And just, that was just such a good
Of the things that I loved about him too, you know, you see all these coaches and they've got these like boards out there and, you know, big, folders of playbooks and stuff. Lee just stand out there with a napkin.
With a napkin, a little card, a little 3x5 kind of little card he's looking at.
Yeah.
You know, and just a defensive, you know, and the air raid, obviously, he kind of made that famous and popular.
Right.
And then the story, you know, I hadn't really realized because I hadn't followed early enough on, but, you know, he recruited Will Rogers at 17 to play for him in Washington, I believe.
Yeah. He didn't.
So I just think about him. I'm just thinking of Will today and this week.
Well,
and
that whole.
What a formative figure he's been in many young people's lives.
Yeah.
So, and I've been, it's been real sweet to see all the tributes that all the different teams, Mississippi State, different basketball teams, and all the SEC coaches, they're putting things on their helmets.
Yeah.
It's
even Ole Miss has come out and, you know, I mean.
Absolutely.
I've heard
he was
a lot
legend.
Of people who have said, you know, I'm actually glad y'all won the Egg Bowl. I'm glad he went out on a win.
I know.
And that's, you know, and that's very, that's big.
That's hard to say if you're a Mississippi or Ole Miss
fan.
But I've seen all kinds of different on helmets.
Yeah.
Different schools all over the country that are doing little tributes and things. Yeah. So it's
and there is, and I know this episode will drop on Thursday and so it'll be passed, but Tuesday there is a memorial service. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the hump, and I'm hoping they'll stream that.
I didn't see that too. I was kind of hoping that too. But I understand because there's so many Mississippi State fans, obviously.
Yeah, there are
people that went there,
fit.
Alumni that are all over the country that won't be able to make
we
it.
We can't fit in the hump, therefore.
No, JB, is JB thinking about going down? Or
no, I don't
work?
Think so.
I mean, he's so busy.
Yeah,
he's
it's just
now.
A bad time, and you know.
Being a grown up is hard.
So I don't know. And now we'll talk Mississippi State football for just a little bit. Did you see that Ra-Ra has entered the transfer portal?
No, I didn't see that. Ra-Ra shish boom ba.
Yeah. Yeah.
That dang transfer portal.
Well, here's the deal. He is such a good wide receiver.
He wasn't utilized as much this year.
Right.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So
I feel like he wasn't. What do I know? But
I know.
He didn't
there's
seem
that.
Like he was utilized. But, you know, the portal gets us some good people, too. So who knows who will come, you know.
Right. And I've heard a lot of comments. Zach Arnett has been named head coach.
And he was the defensive coordinator.
He was the defensive coordinator.
Great.
And
he's
think
great.
That is a very, very good pick. But a lot of people are like, gosh, Coach Leach hadn't even been head that long. He's not even been. But here's the deal is we are entering into recruitment week.
Yep.
And so they had to make a move and they had to make it fast.
Especially terrible
circumstances, but they do need, even the
need
players need the
leadership. Yeah. And they have another game. They still have a bowl game. Not that it's, you know, of any real consequence, but it is kind of emotionally of quite a bit of
emotionally,
consequence.
Yeah.
And so you need someone from the inside, like he, you know,
and
to lead them and to keep going.
And he has the respect of the players.
He does. So. He does. He's very good. I think he's a great defensive coordinator.
I think it was a great pick. I really do. Mm-hmm. So
So best wishes to him, best wishes right. to the Mississippi State football going into the bowl. You know, just play your hearts out. And wasn't it you that said, isn't it ironic that they're playing in Tampa? Isn't there like a pirate ship in that? They're oh, Tampa yeah. Bay Buccaneers, yeah. and yeah. there's like Buccaneers. A pirate.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not the Lord. Uh-huh.
And I did. I don't know if I said this to you last week. I think I did. But I just said, you know, here we are in the Advent. Last week was the Advent week of joy. Mm-hmm. And for Coach Leach to die in the mm-hmm. Advent week of joy, I mean, is because he was so, I don't know that joy is the right word for him, but he certainly made everybody laugh. You know, he brought a lot of joy.
For sure.
He brought
yeah.
joy.
Yeah. I would definitely say he spread joy. I mean, yeah, you would things he said just would tickle you.
Yeah.
He would tickle you. So
anyway,
swing your sword, pirate. Let's go. Yep.
There's that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what's Christmas Adam.
Christmas Adam.
Johnny.
That's exactly where I was going. It's coming on me hot and fast here.
Take it away.
Okay. So Christmas Adam. Well, I have to go back to when Caleb was a little boy and he would have his class was very, very close. He went to a small private Christian school. There were 14 of them in his class. And it reminded me a lot of how we were at camp where mm-hmm. we were like brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know, there was not a lot of, I mean, you and Tim had your thing, but, you know, I mean, it was,
you know,
it just was, we were all
it was a little bit of it, but I mean, for the most part, right. Everyone is your bro and you're seeing everyone just in every circumstance and you can just have a good time. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and we would go places and visit and we would all sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's not like.
Yep. Just sleeping bags everywhere. And people's legs
and
all over.
There was and nothing,
it was nothing. Nothing. Yeah.
Perverted or sexual or anything about
it.
It
was like, get off, move over.
Yeah.
Take
shut up, quit snoring.
Shut up. Yeah.
Shut up. So anyway, so it reminded me a lot of that because they were just all very close knit and tight and, mm-hmm. you know, just that brother sister relationship that I love. And so Caleb would have birthday parties and all the girls and boys would come and they'd have a party and then the boys would stay and camp out in the backyard and the girls would beg me, Miss Joan, please let us just have a slumber party on the inside. We can all stay inside. Miss Joan, please let us. And I'd say, no.
Right.
Well, finally they got to high school and they're still, you know, begging. And I said, okay, one day during Christmas break, we'll send all the boys away and you all can spend the night. We'll have a big slumber party. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. They would all come over, the boys, the girls, everybody. We'd watch Christmas movies. We decorated little gingerbread houses. We had this Christmas party.
Mm.
And then the boys would leave and the girls would spend the night.
There you go. So you got your girls
for
one night.
I did get my girls one night. And then they would all come back over Christmas Eve morning and we have a brunch. But they started calling it Christmas Adam because Adam comes before Eve.
There you go.
So
Adam,
they've
get it,
all.
Get it, everybody. Adam. was before Eve.
Adam's,
so it's Christmas Adam. There you
because
go.
It's the day before Christmas
there you
Eve.
Go.
So this is now a standing party that has gone on in my house for probably 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've all sworn that they're going to keep it going. Even when they get married, they're leaving their husbands at home and they're coming for, you know.
That might be true, actually, because you really need it then.
You kind of need it.
I got to go.
You know,
all the women's retreats we all would go on? For like Bible church.
But they bring little finger foods. They bring their snacks. And then I do all the brunch stuff in the morning. But, so this year I sent out a text to a few of them. And I just said, hey, just letting you know the door's open. I know you all planned on this. Actually, Caleb makes fun of me because it sounded like I was canceling it. I said, I know you all planned on Christmas Adam being forever. And as you have all moved on and gotten jobs and significant others, perhaps your forever is growing a little smaller than what you originally
thought.
Johnny,
that's just depressing. What is wrong with you?
However, well, a couple of them have gotten married. One of them has two babies.
I mean, it's just, but you're just such a downer.
Well, but
she heard the look on her face right
just
now.
Just offended Rebecca and Elizabeth and Suzanne Downer.
I
just
want you. Oh no.
So,
oh gosh.
I'm anyway, sorry. So I'll be a downer because they're awesome. Anyway, okay. Anyway,
you're,
I said
you're being
I want
very
you to know,
emotionally. You're being very mature and all that.
I just
stuff.
Said I just want you to know the door is still open for mm-hmm. Christmas, Adam. I'm leaving you all in charge of it. Invite who you want to invite. Bring whatever food you want to bring. I've got breakfast covered. And from there, just know you're all still welcome and we love you.
Well, that is precious. That took you a long time to get around to it, but it's precious in the end. With Caleb, that's depressing.
Yeah.
No, that's very sweet. Well, do you know if anyone's showing up or is it just going to be a complete surprise?
A lot of the boys for sure. I've heard from a couple of girls or I've gotten like thumbs up from, mm-hmm. from some of the girls. But,
okay. And even if they just come and they don't spend the night, they come for a little bit and they come for the party. Right. You know, that's probably right. Very reasonable.
Right. Okay. And all my coaches have asked me before school was out, hey, what time is brunch going to be ready?
What?
I'm like, well, look, I get up at 5:30 because they all come. I always have so much food that they've been like showing up. So now there may not be any kids. It may just turn into
be the
grown up well, brunch. I don't know.
That sounds very nice.
Anyway, so I said, I don't have a time. I get up at 5:30 and I start heating everything up. I don't know when people are going to wake up or mm-hmm. show up. So it's just out mm-hmm. and come help yourself. Come mm-hmm. in your pajamas because I'm not getting dressed.
That's right. I mean, she'll have something. She'll have her loungies on.
Well, I'm not Natalia or Katarina. Okay. I'm going to have on my big old Snoopy fuzzy pajamas. And
Okay, I can't even. Well,
it may
that
be
is
too
lovely.
Cold to get out, though.
No, I
Christmas
know.
Eve is going to be like,
yeah.
Cold,
it's,
cold.
It's going to be like 6 or 16 here. It's supposed to be very cold.
We have a low of 9 on Thursday night.
I think that's us too. Yeah, I think that's when ours is. Avery was telling me that. And I'm like, oh, I wish you would just. Last week was so miserable. It was miserable just because it was cloudy and rainy on and off every day last week. Yeah. And so it was just. Now, some mornings were really pretty fog. We had a ton of fog, which was really pretty. But and then one or two days it was cold and rainy. And I'm like, if it's going to do this, I just want it to snow. Like, you know, I don't want ice, but if it's going to be cold and gray, I just want it to snow. But then it got sunny finally this weekend, which of course made it colder because when it's sunny, it gets in the winter, you know, there's no cloud cover to hold it in. So it's been cold. It was in the 20s yesterday. I don't think it got out of the 20s. And I don't know what it is right now. I think it said we might get snow today. What's it saying here? What is going on, weather?
I don't know. We're in the no snow hole over here.
Yeah, we sometimes are too. Stuff will go right around St. Louis.
Right.
It'll go north.
I don't know
south.
If it's the river or
yeah, it
the
might
paper
be because that's same
or,
with that. It like it.
Yeah.
Something happens and it'll Kansas City will get a ton right off the prairies and then we'll be like. And Springfield sometimes will get more than that. Like it'll come up.
Yeah, it'll go through that.
Yeah,
that's right.
And it's weird. But, you know, we usually get some. So we'll see. Okay, so speaking of Christmas again, of course, I just thought, share like a favorite, what's a favorite Christmas childhood memory? Like of your childhood, you know, I know there's probably a lot, but share one that stands out.
So down or up the hill from my house that I grew up in, there's a radio station called The Worm.
Oh, I know.
WORM. The Worm.
Who in the world?
Oh, no. Anyway. Anyway, so it was the Worm, but they had, you know, the big radio tower and it had the flashing red light on it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that it did not matter that light was there all year long, but Christmas Eve. Where Streety was like 7 years older than
so
I am, which as a child, that's a big difference.
She was practically a grown up. So she told you all the things.
Right.
And all you believed all the things.
And I think I said last week that, you know, we always watched Rudolph while we decorated the tree. And so it would be getting nighttime, you know, it would be about bedtime. Of course, Christmas Eve, I mean, nobody can sleep, you know.
Man, you're wired. You're jizzed and jazzed.
Yep. And so Streety would come and get me, Joni. Well, Joni B, they called me Joni B when I was little. Joni B. And I'd come running downstairs and say, what? She'd say, come here. And she'd pick me up at the kitchen window and she'd point And she'd look. She'd say, look, there's Rudolph. You had better get in bed quick. Oh, and boy, I'd take and off and I'd boy, be in that. Yep.
You scampered yep. with a quickness.
And she would always come. I don't know why this, but Streety and I would always on Christmas Eve would sleep in the same bed.
Oh, that is so precious. Yep. It was just a fun. Oh,
it was fun. It was just a. Streety. But that is one, you know, that just always stands out as far as just a good.
And that's so funny because, like you said, it was there all the time. Yeah. But it doesn't, when things are
but
given a different context, yeah. you were just like willing to believe it, yep. you know?
I mean, and there it was. There's that red light blinking on and off.
Oh gosh, it was Rudolph. Well, you know, it's fun yeah. to believe. Mm-hmm. What did you guys leave? Did you guys leave stuff for Santa? We always, of course, we always really just did the milk and cookies.
Yes, milk and cookies.
And then we also, as kids, though, we did slippers for Santa. We put slippers because yeah. by the fireplace, because he comes down in his dirty boots and you want him to take his boots off for a minute, put some slippers on, sit down and have a little milk and cookies. So we would put them on and we'd put them like facing so he could take his boots off and put them on. And then when he left the next morning, they'd be turned around facing the fireplace. I'm just saying.
Ew.
And then a little bit later, at some point, we a few times got the idea to leave some carrots for the reindeer.
Yeah. Oh, we did that too.
A few. Yeah. Some years we did do that.
Yes. Yeah.
So that was our.
I did. I would put carrots out.
Yeah. Because you didn't want to leave them out. You were like, oh, man.
No, I know. Well, they needed some sustenance.
It never even occurred to me.
Travel around the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I was all about the animals when I was little.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I still am.
It still is. Absolutely. Yeah. So I had, lots of good childhood Christmas memories. I really just loved the decorating the big tree. That was just a big night. You know, get our tree. Yeah. And I remember you had to get everything down out of the attic. We had an attic with the pull down stairs. And my dad would go up there and start handing down boxes and we had to get them all the way down to the living room. We'd get all these boxes out. The living room is just covered. I mean, you know us. We don't, the
you don't do anything
Christmas.
Small. Yes.
we had a tree in every room. We had, but the big tree, and we'd get all the boxes down and, you're looking for the tangled hooks. That's the thing too. Back in the day, like we had the same sets of lights for like, probably a decade. Now you have to literally buy new lights every year.
Every year.
They go out. We had the same, and you'd change the little light bulb if something was out. Like they were sturdy anyway. And we do all that. And we put on our Christmas records because, of course, back in the, it was records. And we'd have our whole Christmas records out and we put different ones in certain order. We started with the music box one. And then at some point in the evening, we would get to one. I'll need to find it. It's a guitar guy, and his name is John Fahey. And I know nothing really about him, but we had a John Fahey guitar Christmas record. And he was kind of a funky little guitar guy, I guess. And most of it was kind of normal, but there was one song that, like, he played really weird. Like, it would kind of go out of tune, like, bow, bow. It was like kind of really bad. Yeah, and we'd all, of course, scream and hoot. My dad loved it. Like he always played that one, make sure we had this obnoxious kind of off kilter, weird guitar Christmas song. So that was always fun. And then sometime during Christmas, usually after Christmas, I want to say, my sister and I would have a sleepover in the living room on the couches by the tree. Like we just decided kind of like you and Streety decided we would have a Christmas tree little sleepover down in the living room. So fun.
I loved it. I loved it. It sure didn't seem as stressful. You know, Amy Grant.
Because we
didn't
do anything.
I know. Well, Amy Grant had that song, I don't remember running. I don't know what it is. It's one of her newer Christmas. Yes,
night,
yes.
Holy.
And she talks about, was my mother this stressed?
Yes, she was.
I just remember it being fun. Nobody was really in a bad mood, nobody got out of sorts. It was always just a fun time.
Yeah. Well, I think you and I have been blessed. I mean, to be honest, I don't, you know, you don't realize that till you get older and you meet, you know, more a variety of people who've had different experiences. And, you know, that's not the case for everybody. And
no, it's not.
And it's I look back on it and, you know, and our family's not perfect. I don't, you know, now we've had some hard things and, and so I don't mean to paint it like, oh, everything's perfect, but, those times were a blessing. And I look back very much as that foundation of that just safety, number one, fun, provision, abundance, and blessing. Like those are things that are very special to me now. So.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. My regret is that you're not closer.
Oh.
It is. I thought I wanted to go. I need to go to like Florence and go shopping.
Because, I know.
You know. Just those last minute things. And I know.
And it's more fun
to be here. We could go grab breakfast and go shopping.
We could. And then it doesn't seem like such a day.
Yeah.
I know. Well, who knows? We just got to get better organized. We can make it happen. But just a little bit of a drive for me. I'll just get going and I'll be down to see you tomorrow.
A small town Christmas.
I know. It's so fun. And everything's real pretty here right now. I mean, all the lights are up. And we went to a Christmas concert. Like I said, I think I mentioned we were going. And we went last night. And it was lovely. It was just a choral, you know, which I just absolutely adore. And it's just always good because those times are when what I realize is back in the day, we've always gone to them. Even when the kids were little, you know, you were always going to all the church concerts, and I was usually in them. I was in the choir, so I would usually be singing and doing stuff a lot of times. But, you know, and getting the kids dressed and ready and, you know, everyone looking cute for the pictures for the grandparent. You know, it's a lot, y'all.
It is a lot.
And it's lovely. Like, again, I don't ever mean to sound complainy because, you know, you choose to do what you're doing. And it's lovely, and it makes things, even as a grown-up now, looking back to childhood and going, yeah, you know, we'd get dressed up, and we'd go to the special restaurant, and those are very fond memories.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if people are doing that definitely not as much as they used to, because we used to, you know.
I have seen, like, pictures on Facebook and Instagram and things of all these people with their little children and their church programs and their little preschool programs or their school programs. And I remember all of that. And I remember being overwhelmed, maybe just trying to get, they have a Christmas sweater?
Do they have a bow tie that they're supposed to have on?
We got to get here. We got to do this.
Yep.
And now I look back, y'all enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take it on. And it is, I know it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the moment. Mm-hmm.
And don't stress.
Don't stress
over if they have brown shoes on instead of the black shoes in the program. And those things seem so big.
Yeah.
You know, and you know.
Enjoy the now.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy the now because it's, you know, it's
and the
different.
Later is good. And the change different. Is good too. Yeah. You know, like I said, what was great about you know, now going to these little concerts and things that we want, it's very easy to, I don't have to get anybody ready. Yeah. That's half the battle, honestly, is, and then sometimes people don't want to go and people are grumpy. It just, it's a lot. It's worth it, you know, to get there and expose them to things and have those times.
That's
it can be very stressful. Whereas now, of course, you know, I think we were out doing errands, actually. We had to run somewhere before the concert last night. It started at like 4:00. We were picking up Tim's mom at like 3 something. Anyway, well, you know, I just had cash clothes up, but I just threw on like a sweat, you know, I just kind of like in the car, like threw on a different pair of shoes and a different sweater and, you know, and we just went and showed up and those concerts, when I get there and it would happen when the kids were young too. And after I finally got everyone ready and we were sitting in the pew and we were there, and then the music starts and you're like, okay. And you can actually just close your eyes. You can focus on the words. It stops me. It makes me stop.
Yeah.
And we need to stop.
And that is that, you know, and that's when I talked about the Silver Dollar City Christmas train, when I think it's all those times.
Same
to
thing.
Just stop.
Just stop. And you're listening to the words. And the words in this were also printed in the program. So you could really... these beautiful words, some new pieces. There was a new version of the Magnificat, which was by a contemporary, just like a couple years old. So it's Mary's song, you know, when the angel came and then she said, you know, she responded and it was a new version, but I'm reading all the words. I know it very well. I've done different versions of it, but to hear it again and to hear it done differently right. was just the words. It was really special. It was really fun. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, I think we've been on here for a while.
I think we have.
Need to do my.
You need to get to
favorite
it.
Favorite three.
Well, what about a recipe? Are you going to put a recipe or are you just going to bail this week?
So, no, I can do. You know, I talked about the potatoes Romanoff that my dad did.
Yeah.
And did not post that last week.
Good. So I'll
post
that. Week.
But I do want to say this too. On our Christmas item for brunch, there is, I have a favorite with a lot of people and it's sugared bacon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to post that recipe. I'm just going to tell you right now because I don't have amounts. This is one I just do until it looks right.
Right.
Take some brown sugar and add some cinnamon to it. Mix that up and then dredge your bacon in it. Mm-hmm. Dredge means coat for those of you who don't know.
I know
and
what it means.
Coat your bacon in. Oh, you need thick cut bacon. Yeah. I use Wright's thick cut bacon and coat it good. Line a cookie sheet with aluminum foil because you
very
do
important.
Not want to clean up that mess.
That's very important. You just might as well throw the pan away if you don't do that.
Yeah, it's not worth the work for that one.
No.
Stick it in the oven at 425 for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. Y'all, it is some slap your mama stuff.
It's
listen,
good.
Don't
I've
let it sit
delicious.
There on the aluminum foil because,
when
it gets hard, it's going to stick, but it is
it's
some.
Like bacon candy.
Yeah, it's got a lot of different names. There's bacon candy. There's crack bacon. I've heard it. There's.
Oh, I don't like that.
I just call it sugared bacon.
Sugared bacon is so cute.
That's
sounds very cute.
It's my sugared
yeah,
bacon.
Yeah, it is very good. That's for sure. I mean, how could it be bad?
Right.
It's delicious. Okay, that was that. All right, give us your top three. What do you
okay,
have?
Here's my
What's
top three. I love when Boogie sends me the Dutch pastries, the Dutch letter pastries.
Yes.
It now I got in trouble. I had a conversation with his mama, Miss Linda, the other day.
Okay.
And I have referred to this on this podcast that she heard, and I said Danish pastries. To which
Wait,
I am
wrong. I'm so sorry. Hang on. Someone's at my door, but I'm not going to answer it. What do you want? I don't know who it is. Someone just walked up to my house.
Okay.
You know I don't like that. I'm about to go get the.
It might be Katrina. Or Katerina.
I don't know. It's they're all bundled up, and I don't know who it is, and I don't see a car. So I'm like.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Hey, what's going on? So I'm live here. So if something happens to me, guys.
We are live.
I will report to you.
And I'm watching. What if I had to watch you, be murdered right here on video
Joey,
camera?
Good Lord. They're not going away.
Why Welcome going to designer. Away?
Welcome to.
Cornbread. Murder, start out on murder.
Corner, designer murder. Cornbread.
Design a murder.
They're not going away.
Well.
You guys. I don't know who it is.
Well,
I'm just going to let them just be out there. I'm so sorry. We'll edit and
That's
figure
all right.
this out. But continue, please.
Okay, so Miss Linda completely corrected me. They are not Danish pastries. They are Dutch letter pastries.
Totally different.
So, y'all, they are perfect. I mean, he sends me little Eswins. And they have an almond paste filling.
They are so good.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's my favorite. But because everyone can't, I've looked for a website to order things. They don't do that. However, there is an O&H bakery out of Wisconsin.
Oh.
And they don't have the Dutch S pastries, but they do have almond coffee cakes.
They do. And as a matter of fact, one showed up at my house.
And they are delicious. They are delicious.
Okay, this person is just wandering around my house now looking at it.
Do you need to call the police?
I don't know what they want. Oh, it might be a gas meter guy. He's got a little...
Okay.
I don't know, but go away. Okay.
Okay.
And that pastry, yes, you sent that delightful. It is in my freezer right now, and I'm very excited.
It is so good. So yes. O&H.
Oh, it's so good.
So I am very thankful for my friend Boogie, mm-hmm. who sends me Dutch pastries. Absolutely. But you can get an almond thing. You can order from, if you don't have a place yes. in your town, you can mm-hmm. order from O&H Bakery.
Delicious. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited.
Okay. So as this will air close to Christmas and we're looking at the new year, I have a devotional that I love. Oh, it is Chuck Swindoll mm-hmm. called Good Morning, Lord, Can We Talk?
Aww.
And it's a 365-day devotional mm-hmm. for the day of the year. So go ahead. You can order that from Christian book distributors. You can order it from Amazon, I'm sure. But Chuck Swindoll, and it's just
that's awesome.
Great day-by-day little devotional.
Mm-hmm. And they're not very long, but they're. I mean, I think I've read some of them, and they're a little deeper than, I don't know.
Yes, yeah, good. Than just a...
That's awesome. Yeah,
have a good day, Lord. You know, no, it's a... Yeah. It's Chuck Swindoll to me is just very down to earth.
He is down to earth.
Very deep. Yeah, very, you know, I really like his.
No, that's
his
great. Work. That's a good time to order that, you know, for yourself. Get it ready so it can get here, you know, after Christmas right. in time for a new year to start up. That
right. The great. Second, I have a faith planner calendar. And it has a, it has your month calendars. And mm-hmm. then it has a day by day calendar.
Oh, nice.
For the week. Uh-huh. And it takes you through, you know, what's the best thing I accomplished today?
Oh, okay.
What are my prayer nice. Requests today?
Oh, okay.
What are my goals today? What are my goals this week? And, you know, it helps me go, okay, what's the one thing that I really need to get done today?
Right. Like a really prioritize. And then also yes. reflecting back on, hey, this was a good, here's something that.
And thankful. Oh, and what are you thankful for today?
Yeah.
And it's got little Bible verses. And on Sunday, it kind of makes you focus on the week and gives you a Bible verse and says, now, what does this mean to you? Mm-hmm. What's this saying? Mm-hmm. How have you loved God and loved others this week?
Mm.
And so it's just a very neat. Mindful, mm-hmm. you know, purposeful planner. So
that's
it's got a
good.
Faith
so that,
planner.
That with the Swindoll devotional, like that little pack to get you going for the new yeah. year, that sounds really nice.
Those are great.
Awesome. Good job, Joni B.
Thanks.
That's just fantastic. You just did the best job. Now this guy's at our neighbor's house, so I don't know what is going on.
Okay.
I'm about to get the AK out and, calm down. Just everyone settle down.
On the fourth
down.
Day of Christmas,
but I promise you do not want
to. Gave to me
a manslaughter charge. Okay. You guys, just have some humor. But I'm telling you what, you do not want to come up in my house unannounced. That's all
no,
I'm going to say to all
true.
Y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
Do it.
Even I think about maybe if I come in and yell surprise, I think I'll have my own gun drawn.
Yeah. You gotta look out. So. Just saying. I live in the city.
Right.
We gotta take care of business. All right.
Well,
Merry Christmas to everybody out there. All 10 of you again. They're listening.
Are we up to 10?
I don't know. No. I don't even know. Yeah, exactly. No. Who knows? But that's okay.
Yeah.
Wishing you all a very, very Merry Christmas. Safe travels. Thatch comes in this week. So I still got one more to get here. And then we're just going to do it. So... That's all I got. So what are we now? Designer, what did he call us? Dadgummit.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I can't remember. No, it's not even worth remembering. But
corn dogs or cornholes. I know he calls us so many things.
So
but
bad.
That's okay because I call him a lot of things too.
This is 100% true. So anyway, Merry Christmas.
On the fifth day of Christmas.
What? Go ahead.
Oh no.
All right, Merry Christmas, cornbread.
Merry Christmas, corn dog. Merry Christmas. Seriously, guys,
I know.
It's going to get hectic. Keep the main thing, the main thing.
That's right. That's
Jesus
right.
is coming.
That's right. That's right. I. It's right. really actually, I'm just a quick little note. I know we're wrapped up, but it's been really interesting because I've been studying Revelation in our Bible study right now. And it is really interesting to study Revelation at Christmas time. That's just, it's kind of been a very, I was thinking about it yesterday. I'm like, well, here's him coming. And now here's all this stuff that's going to happen.
The second coming.
It all anyway, it's kind of cool.
Every knee shall bow.
That's right. Okay, guys. Talk to you after the new year.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. That was a lot. Jeez. Golly. What this guy's doing. He's got like a little computer pad, but he's just in like a hoodie and the thing. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna need you to have a truck, an ID. I'm gonna need you to like
look like you're not a murderer. On that one either.
Mm-mm. I ain't answering the door. You can call and make an appointment. I'm very busy. I'm a very important podcaster.
That's right. I don't appreciate you interrupting our podcast.
I know. I was like, how dare.